Thanks to the moderator for being very considerate.
No, I'm so sorry because my list got cannibalized.
I'm just thanking you for being more considerate. That's all. Now, I want to say about four things only. One, the world is reorganizing and discarding the idea of global power singularity, sometimes called unipolarity. And then the question of where the global south fits in. Where to place the center of that global south, given the diversity of the peoples involved, and usually even in those global south, the African is usually at the bottom. So exactly where is the center of this global south that we are talking? And is it the global south, will it be a polar point or not? Or simply dovetail along with other polar points? Two, global south is not a geographical concept. It is not geography. It is geopolitical in terms of referring to governance, power relationship, and power play. So it is not geography. It's power play. Who is dominating who at what time? So Global South is the dominated by others. Three. Global South is a concept of resistance. And today we've had access of resistance. It is a concept of resistance that unites people who for 500 years or more were victimized by the conceptual West. And the conceptual West is a robber. It robbed these people of everything, including heritage, identity, legitimacy, or even an attempted theft of intellectual productivity. Four, being a collective term for collective victimization, Global South brings together the victims of the conceptual West. These victims who then reject claims that the West is always right because it has might. Sometimes confusing brawn with the brain. And when it does that, it messes up. And right now it is on the decline because it's been messing up. The moral standing that it used to have has disappeared. And it's for the Global South to take up that moral standing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.